The World Heritage Gateway Centre, Replot Bridge. Once upon a time, there was a landscape of only ice and water. For thousands of years, enormous ice masses stretched out as far as the eye could see, although at that time, there were no eyes here to see them. During the latest ice age, all life kept far to the south, beyond the edge of the vast continental ice sheet. At the peak of its existence, the ice stretched from the northern coast of Norway to Ireland in the west, to Berlin in the south, and via Moscow to the Ural mountain range in the east. But of course, there were no cities then. Beyond the ice, only woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers roamed the central European tundra, along with maybe a small number of Stone Age humans. Here, the ice was, at its thickest, about 3 kilometres. You can get a sense of how much that is if you stand on Replot Bridge. 3 kilometres is the distance between the mainland and the large island of Replot. An ice mass that huge was so incredibly heavy that it pressed down the ground you're standing on as far as 1 kilometre. If the inland ice was still here where you're standing right now, you would have 1 kilometre of ice below you and 2 kilometres of ice above you. That's almost scary, right? It probably looked a lot like the continental ice sheets in Greenland or Antarctica today. Windswept and desolate, glistening and white when new snow had fallen, but mostly with a turquoise hue and quite dirty from all the rocks and gravel that it carried with it. It actually never lay completely still because it was continuously growing outwards from its own centre. Like a gigantic slab of sandpaper, it scraped along the surface, grinding down hills and tearing off boulders. Under the ice, a mix of meltwater and stone material, ranging in size from boulders to sand, rushed along, forming hills and valleys, islands and skerries. But then, more than 100,000 years ago, after the beginning of the Ice Age, it finally got warmer. The ice started to melt faster from the edges than it grew from the centre. About 10,500 years ago, the edge of the ice sheet had retreated this far, and then it began melting, fast. It moved back hundreds of metres each year. When the pressure of the ice eased, the Earth's crust could begin to gradually spring back towards its original level. At first, this happened so quickly, at a rate of about 10 centimetres per year, that it caused earthquakes in the sea floor. Only 1/3 of Finland was visible above the surface. All the land you see around you right now was still covered by 250 metres of water. But the land continued to rise and rise, and the Earth's crust still hasn't reached its original level yet. The land uplift still continues today by 9 millimetres a year, or 90 centimetres per century. According to scientists, the Kvarken Archipelago could still have about 100 metres to go, if it has enough time to do so before the next ice age, that is. The land uplift phenomenon is one of the main reasons why this area is so fascinating and special that UNESCO decided to nominate it as a World Heritage, as an extension of the high coast area in Sweden. Together, these two areas are the best places in the whole world to experience and understand this particular chapter of Earth's history. Another reason is that the Kvarken Archipelago is filled to the brim with many kinds of traces and shapes that the inland ice formed in the landscape. In some areas, these were deposited so thickly that they are mixed or even lie on top of each other. And Earth's not done with them yet. The sea continues to shape them, even while you're watching. In the episodes of this audio guide, we'll accompany you through amazing chapters of natural history. We'll tell you stories of the newborn primeval forests, of the rocks that have travelled hundreds of kilometres, and of the mysterious bogs that were once great sea bays. We'll also tell you stories of the people of this ever-changing landscape. The innovative, patient and hardy people who have lived here since the first skerries emerged from the waves over 2,000 years ago. In this landscape, where nothing ever stays the same, a wealth of stories, superstitions and mystical legends were born.
In the 1880s, the county sheriff in Replot saw a real-life sea monster here in Kvarken. Yes, right here, behind the small island of Berishäret. It was a huge, snake-like creature, almost 20 meters long, and with a head shaped like a horse's head. The terrifying beast was a brownish color, had a mane that glistened wet in the sun, and wing-like fins in the middle of its body. Just like the Leviathans of old maps and pirate stories. The sheriff couldn't believe his eyes. He thought he must have gone mad. Most people would probably just say he'd seen a dolphin or a whale that had taken the wrong turn somewhere off the Danish coast and got lost in the Baltic Sea. That had been known to happen, although only on extremely rare occasions. For a long time, the sheriff kept silent of his sightings. But when more and more people told him that the sea monster had been spotted around the Kvarken archipelago, he felt it was his duty to report the whole thing to the governor of Vasa County. And the sheriff even gave the Leviathan a name, Confusarius Maris Baltici.
Welcome to the audio guide of the Kvarken Archipelago World Heritage Site. We hope you'll be just as amazed as we are.